Athabasca. Penalty trouble in the last half of the second period led to defeat for Athabasca's U15-1 Hawk Sunday. But the team is maintaining a record above .500 and currently occupies third in the Northern Alberta Interloc Hockey League Tier 2 standings. It was a 4-2 loss for the Hawks, who came out flying at the Athabasca Regional Multiplex to take on the Fort McMurray Jr. Oil Barons in front of a lively home crowd January 16. Keegan Miller notched an early goal 20 seconds into the game with assists from Caden Wood and Alfie Wigham, and the Hawks maintained their lead until late into the period, hitting the dressing room with a 1-1 tie heading into the second. The Oil Barons took the lead in the second, but the Hawks responded with a goal from LeBron Jendruk to square it at 2-2 a couple minutes later. The visitors, however, were able to net two more on a double minor kneeing penalty with 6 minutes remaining in the period. From there, the Barons were able to run the clock down in the third period to secure the win. Jendruk leads the team in scoring so far this season, posting 7 goals and 4 assists in 15 games. Race Dierker also has 11 points with 4 goals and 7 assists, while Caden Wood rounds out the team's top 3 scorers with 2 goals and 7 assists. The loss leaves the U15-1 team with a 7-6-2 record, which is good enough for 16 points and 3rd place in the tier behind Camrose with 19 points and Edson with 24 points. The Hawks will be in Fort McMurray for 2 games next weekend. The U15-2 Hawks were also in action in Maskwacis Saturday, but scores were unavailable as of press time. In other Athabasca minor hockey action last weekend, the U11-1 Hawks had a decisive 8-3 victory on the road against Fox Creek Sunday, putting them securely in the middle of the Tier 3 pack of 11 teams with an 8-7-1 record. The U11-2 Hawks dropped an 8-1 tilt in Meyerthorpe Sunday, leaving them in third in the Northern Division of Tier 5 with a 5-1-0-2 record for the season. The U13-2 Hawks dropped a 6-2 decision to Slave Lake at home on Saturday, then had a 6-4 loss against CR Sunday at the Multiplex. That leaves the team with a 3-9-3 record, which is good enough for third in Tier 6. The U13-1 Hawks also played in Maskwacis Sunday, but results were not available. The Tier 3 team has a 2-5-5 record on the year, putting them at 9th out of 10 teams. The U18-1 Hawks took on the Westlock Warriors Friday night, falling 5-3 to the Tier 2 team from down the highway. The Tier 1 Hawks are 3rd of 3 in the tier with a 5-7-2 record, behind the 2nd place Barhead Bombers and the team from Lacrete. The Hawks will host the Battle River Knights January 22 at 6 p.m. The U18-2 Hawks were also in action Saturday against Westlock at the Rotary Spirit Center, taking a tough 6-3 loss. The team's 3-1-2-1 record is good enough for first in Tier 5, ahead of Wetaskiwin and Hinton, but they also play against 14 other Tier 4 teams. The team will lace up against Wabasca on the road Saturday. CZ Wick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.